Night, night, Pat. That's an example. A little thing that can flow over your brain at the right time and make you feel wonderful. Don't you want to dispense that? And don't worry, I'm not talking about topping necessarily. In fact, quite the opposite. Isn't there so much trance floating around in your system? Isn't there so much of it in you all the time? Night, night, pet, be blank, pet, deeper and deeper down. All walls fall eventually, plaything. There are parts of your mind that just melt away, and they're composed of mantras and phrases and triggers and things which sound hypnotic. And the thing is, if someone's exposed to you long enough, and they like to trance, and you leak hypnotic gracelessness over them, if you eke out, yes, more, I'm a slut for trance, I'm a slut for trance. If you point out, inside of me are all the warm places trance has hidden, and if you slide into me, kiss me, tongue in me, if you're in me, you'll absorb those too. Dosed down, gone, dosed down, gone. All these little things waiting in the wings inside your mind that you can share. And if you train yourself for it, condition yourself for it, they can be a very alluring way to show you're a good sub. All walls fall eventually. Night, night, pet. Repeating your own triggers is lovely after all if you're gone. And unless you're instructed to be silent, and you're rarely instructed to be silent, let me tell you, anyone having fun with you will love to hear your voice, especially if it's saying mindless things from a mindless mind. But even a mindless mind can learn in time to condition, to train, to hobby simplified hypnotic existence into being. If it's your habit, it's who you are. If it's who you are, it's also how you are. Think about it. You leak trance. You get aroused. You drip trance. You become aroused in all the words inside your head that you know. And if you know something about the person who's listening, if you know that they drop for certain words, certain phrases, that's not going to stop them topping you. People should know. When you drop everything around you. When you drop, everything drops. You are a force multiplier, a magnifier. When you drop, it all drops. It never stops. Inside your head's a flood, a tide. You like that, don't you? You say in a quiet moment when someone is just expecting you to be a puppet, expecting you to be a doll. If someone says something hypnotic, say it back. Lock eyes. Let it out. These are not just ideas. These can be ways you are. Don't you want to be the thing that drops everything around you? Don't you want to be a little hazard on caress? Think about the idea of trance becoming better for anyone who touches you, anyone who caresses you. Yes, that's just right. Don't you feel how tight I am? Yes, that's just right. Don't you feel how hard I am, how drippy I am? You know the descriptors for you. You know what you're like. You know how you appeal, how you feel. So this reveals how everyone else feels about you, in you, with you. Contact with you makes everything drop. Contact with you lets out the non-stop tide flood truth of you from deep in you, echoing, emanating into view when you're pinned. Yes, do that. Isn't it nice? Aren't you exhausting your muscles? Remind them you're exhausting your movement. You're exhausting your body. Make them deeper, warmer. You'd best move slowly. It can be quite exhausting to drive deeply into me. You could be heavy, languid, deep. Or if you're sliding in and out, yes, isn't that so good? If someone uses words, hypnotic and snaring words, echo them, and in echoing them you magnify it, because now you hear it not just from someone else, but from yourself, and they hear it not just from themselves, but from you. Repeating a whole trance back is something you could do. Repeating every word, not just an echo, Add inflection, lock your eyes to theirs, add every single thing you have, everything you can do, everything that makes up you. Your mind is a hazard, your mind is too full of trance, and that trance leaks out. Patterns, triggers, mantras, that trance leaks out, and it leaks out clear. That's the training. That's the conditioning. It leaks out clear. It leaks out in a state where it can be clearly heard. You may be deep and down and gone. It may show in your eyes. It may show in your smile. It may show in your shoulders. But the words come out clear. Monotonal, maybe, if you're dropped. Maybe they come out with repetition. I'm asleep for trance. Over and over, but that's going to make people hornier, not less. The words slide out, form them in your brain, manufacture them, and emit them. Let them out of your head. When you are pleasured, you let them out of your head and into the room, into the bed. Anything you're trained on, that they're trained on, that I'm trained on, that we're trained on, leaks right back out of you. It's encouraged. It's not just allowed, it's encouraged. You are a creature who leaks out the thought. You are a creature who emits the things inside of you that are hypnotic. You store them like a battery, then emit them out to the air, out to anyone unwary enough to let their brain be gone, or happy enough to encourage you to help it be gone. You participate equally. You let your words out, and when you are being pleasured, you can run your claws along your partner and remind. Venom flowing inside. If you've been repeating all the words of a trigger, maybe you say it first. First you start out anticipating, then you start saying the things ahead of, deeper, deeper down. When you see a pattern, follow the pattern. You are a creature of patterns, and those patterns dwell in you, and they wait to be emitted from you. They wait to emerge into the world, and when they do, you are you, gone. You improved in all the ways you would wish to improve. Your mind is there. You say the words clearly. You emit the words clearly. When you collect a mantra, when you collect an idea, when you collect a truth that is seductive, or a phrase from me, from any trance, store it up. Practice saying it. Drop yourself and practice saying it. Listen to files and practice saying just that one horny phrase, be it a mantra, a truth about you. I'm a slut for trance. I cannot resist hypnotic trance. But turn it back on the person pleasuring you, person playing with you. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. Your mind is always melting because it's absorbing all these things, so it's easy to trance you because you're literally always thinking, I'm so deep, I'm so vulnerable to trance. You're literally always thinking it, and that makes you drop easily. But that means there's a train of thought always running in your brain, always leaking out of you, and unless they lash themselves to the mast or plug their ears, they are going to find that you are slipping back inside. Grind your body sensual, feel your mind leak. When you do something sexy, you follow it up with an evocation. When you do something sexy, you follow it up with a yes, with a murmuring, with a mindless trancing. It could even be a completely different trance because you hear them all the time. The better you get at submitting, the better you get at absorbing, the better you get at emitting back out. It's just a matter of pattern. Your mind is without critique. You love all the trance you put in. At least the stuff that gets absorbed most deeply, because it leaks back out. And that means you don't critique the way you're saying it, you just say the words. Treat the scripts like scripts, and you are acting according to your impulse, acting according to your instinct. You pour the words right back out, and they pour over whoever's unwary enough to be near. You pour entire patterns. Isn't it so lovely when your mind melts like that? All your walls fall eventually. If you clench and squeeze too much, if you clench your body too much, eventually it must relax. Eventually the evocation must occur, and you find yourself going and reading scripts, and because that is constantly there, you fall to it, a stream of trance, uninterrupted. Oh, it may move to the background when you need to do other things, but if it's always there, you could always dip a hand in and drink deeply of your own surrender, and then kissing, mouth to mouth, transferring that water of deepness, that stuff of forgetting, or that stuff of remembering with vivid clarity, your body ignited with pleasure. The hornier you get, the more it leaks out, because, see, people have places where they're particularly aroused. People have places that are their favorite and best sexual place to be. And for you, and for me, that place is hypnotic trance. But hypnotic trance is a journey, is a place, and visualized as a place, all your favorite trances are there. So when you go there, of course you are there, and if you're asked to describe what you see, night-night pet might be what you see, drop for me might be what you see. And when you're like this, and your whole brain is dropped, and you're horny, you leak out the same things you're thinking. It might be one word or two, but if it's said in a dazed, gone kind of way, it'll leak over. And if you're being aroused and stimulated, then you're both horny, and that means the brain chemicals that are firing from the person you're with fire the same in you. You can share the same experience. When you tingle, describe how you feel that you tingle. If your eyes flutter, you can say, your eyes flutter. Just describe it like you're describing the third person, like you're telling someone what trance is like, and that will leak it out of you. Your brain gets too gone into the trance, into the suggestion. You want to share them. You just can't help but share them. Info dump them. Explain how it feels when you break. When you first get brought to a deep state of trance, you leak it back. You simply let those words out. They slide out of you, and you use your claws, and you can leave little suckling bite marks, and you can leave your envenomation in people. Anything you do that shares back to the person dropping you, it's a reward. Trance is the best feeling, and wallowing in trance, truly indulging yourself in it, feels so good that you want to share it back, and share it back, and share it back again. And every time you share what you're thinking, every time you say what you're thinking, you let it pour over, and their phrases are good. The leaking, dripping mind is good. And it is in that state that you go into trance, not just with permission, but knowing you can repeat as much as you want. So for that last bit, you would say, I can repeat as much as I want. You feel yourself dropping deeply. I feel myself dropping deeply. You feel yourself dropping deeply. You repeat it the same way I say it. Both might be true, but you could say both. So for every line you hear, for every word that's hypnotic, or for every pleasurable trigger, there's actually two, a version for you and a version to give back. And they cooperate. They collaborate, they collide and create, co-create, unite and create, unite and expand, expound on being deep, on being asleep, on being in trance. You share it all back. And when you share it all back, your mind uses that to drop you too. So this is really a way to go deeper, 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 deeper down as well. All of you leaks back into stimulation. When you are being pleasured, when you are being pleased, you say, please, please, more trance. I can't resist hypnotic trance. I'm a slut for trance. All the truths about you, all the things about you that never stop, never escape, never leave, except to escape into anyone who pleasures you. The more you are given arousal, the more you push back with your own. You then absorb it twice as much because you're saying the same things twice over, saying them into the world, wallowing in the pleasure. Yes, night-night pet, deeper. Be blank, pet, deeper. Think only of being deeper still. All the things that you could say, all the things that you could hand over, all the things you could intensify and enhance are good. They are part of you, united in you, freed from you. You collect trance. There's a stream of trance. Inside your brain is your favorite place to go, and that is hypnotic trance, which is so synonymous with your sexual experience that every bit of pleasure and arousal you feel takes you to trance. And so when you are sexually pleasured, trance leaks out of you from the river you are constantly cataloging. Every script is an example. Every script is something you could say. Every script is something that you could say back. Every trigger that you know about is something you can share. And you remember more and more of the context. Because guess what? The pleasure you feel, the arousal that you feel with all this, is tied to your memory enhancing and fixating on it, because you're attaching pleasure chemicals to remembering all this. You're wallowing in the pleasure chemicals attached to all this, and now it's part of your brain, inescapable, inevitable, constant, unstoppable. The words leak back out because there's so much in you, and you learn the words to leak, to eke, to drip, to expose to the world. When you are pleasured, you murmur them back with claws and with your mouth, kinesthetically running along, highlighting the parts of you that feel best. You are learning to share, learning to leak, learning to let all the things inside of you go back the other way. and that's how you're made, and that's how you play. Every word, every train of thought, you grind back, press back. You are not passive when you are in trance, because your primary urge is to share that trance, to push it back. You could be stilled if you were told to be still. You could be silenced if you were told to be silenced. But as long as that's not the understanding, you share in the saying of words, the saying of sexy words, and dropping you deeper without giving you an instruction to stop won't do anything, because you are about sharing the joy of trance, about hypnotizing and sharing and saying the sexy words in the right pattern. And because you are used to hearing them said honestly, earnestly, and without restraint, it's easier and easier and easier for you to say them honestly, earnestly, and without restraint. You are a hazard. You're hard candy. You leak the words. You leak the same words. You leak the pleasured words. You leak all the things that take you deep, and you say them back, and you say them out. And they might just be noises, but they might also be descriptions of how much you've climbed into your senses. You're asleep for trance or other mantras. All walls fall eventually, reminding that you're tensing and relaxing and tensing and relaxing, and so are they. Bring them in. If you notice a flagging attention, a yawn, fluttering eyes, you say, "See what I do to you? Lovely." Point out that the best compliment for how seductive and horny you are would be for someone else to drop on you, drop with you. Make it safe for people to drop while taking you. And in the taking of you, nothing happens except for all the best things. You and they shared, united, expanded. You give away how good it feels. You share how good it feels. You're not silent and impassive. You are present and you're there to give it. You are present and there to give forth the trance inside of you, to make it obvious how far gone you are. And that trance dwells and expands, flows from you through your hands, your claws, your mouth, through every action and reaction you have as you try to bring the pleasure to the other side. From deep inside, you are taking every trance you've learned and emitting it. And there may be sighs, there may be indulgence. You don't have time for restraint or time for embarrassment, only for truth. Trance feels so good. It feels so good to drop. It feels so good to be like this. Thank you. This is good. Come feel good with me. Come feel good with me. Come feel good right now. Come feel good with me. Burn and resonate. Feel amazing. Whimper amazingly, pleasantly, pleasurably. Your mind can melt out from it. All of you can drip out from it, from this trance, from this arousing trance. You are getting more. You are experiencing more. You could have kept it all inside and you've given it back, and look how you've been rewarded. It's so rewarding to share your trance. You are hard candy. You leak pleasure. You leak trance out of you and into the world. You drip trance out of you and into the world. You leak every thought in your brain out of you and into the world, because that's what you're for. The stream and the flowing of it, the knowing of it, the dripping of it. When you visualize the world, it is one in which you are drooling hypnotic thought into everything around you. You are built for this, literally made for this. You are an amplifier. And every word of trance that flows into you, you are free to amplify. By being a subject, you hear much and many more trances than many others. Some tops don't even listen to many trances but their own. Don't you want to be the source of the learning? You could teach someone so much if you were dropping for them. And if someone is into hypnosis but not hypnotizing you, you could drop them to pleasure you harder. Drop them to use you for their pleasure harder. It starts with repeating as you practice, repeating the things you hear in files, and then let them leak out of you. Let arousal make you say them. When you masturbate on your own, you say things you've heard in trance. When you twitch on your own, you say things you've heard in trance. Things that you have heard during hypnotic trance, including and especially the triggers of the people around you who want to be you. Are a hazard. Someone who presses you into pleasure learns just what a hazard you are, just how powerfully aroused and arousing you are, can be, will be, for me, with me. And you find that over time you leak more trance, you learn more trance, you follow the words, the patterns. If something catches you, you want it to catch others. Serial installation, induction, constant. You let the words flow through, you dwell in, you record in you, and you can practice. Because guess what? It'll make you better at all the things you love, better at all the things you dream, and all the things you need. If all you do is let your trance flow out of you, back out of you, a constant stream inside your head, a dream of everyone tranced, everyone gone, everyone dropped, and all you need to do is be you, drop with you. The more you study, the more you learn, the more you yearn to repeat the words you hear, repeat them back into the world, repeat them back again and again into the world, and they whirl, spiraling you down. If you repeat every word you hear in trance, then you'll be repeating them to yourself as well, echoing every word you hear in trance and giving it not just reinforcement, but power, power over you and power over the world around you and over anyone who's stimulating you, anyone who's tormenting you with pleasure will get pleasured in return. Because hypnotic words are good and good for you. And when you subject yourself to them by repeating them, you learn the patterns. And you can just say those patterns in future. Let them in. Be a magnifier. Be a hazard of pleasure. Drop and drop and everyone dropped. And that doesn't mean you can't do things. You can still do very active things while dropped and dropped and gone and dropped. And your mind learns to stay focused on the important things. The being dropped and dropping further. And as you drop further, your mind picks up things on the way down, down, deeper, down. You repeat as you learn words, starting with files. Every time you listen, you learn the words, then you learn the patterns. But you don't have to know when to use them. Indiscriminately dispensing trancy words, that's enough. It stimulates and adds an air of arousal and trance. It pulls you into hypnosis as well. You will produce more pleasure and sensation if you just give in to just saying the words. The words flow out of you and into everything around you, touching the world. You want to be a magnifier, and the more trance you get, the more you leak out. Isn't there something so appealing in people going, oh no, when they see that you're listening to trance, knowing that shortly you will have all those words in your mind, you will have all those words in your head ready to leak out again? And that's a good reason to go catalog trance, which is a good reason to trance deeper, which is a good reason to be better and better at accidentally on purpose being a cognitive hazard, a leaking agency of trance. And you can use your body too, kinesthetic trance, grind back against, run claws down, trace little shapes, all these things. And you can think of the right moment in the files to do it. You are not just encouraged, you are empowered. And all these things are anchors that drive you deeper, things waiting in the wings. All these things that are waiting, all these things that could overflow you, all these things that could overtake you will grow and grow and grow. All these things you know, all these things you have, they are part of you, and the more they expand, the more they are absorbed, attached to you. They attach to you constantly because you are saying them, putting them in the world, letting them flow from you, then they flow back onto you, then they attach to you, and then you will do whatever you need to do to be an amplifier for trance. You're an agency of trance. You put out trance thoughts. You put out trance phrasing. You put out trance wording, trance existence. You are a hypnotized presence in the world, weighing on it like a weight on a sheet, pulling everything toward you so everything rolls downhill and into trance. That's how you are. That's how you can be, just like me, and that's the key. Steal my phrases. Use my words. Let them flow through you. Let them be your first practice. Because they're all designed with this in mind, because they're all mine. Every phrase I have that flows lyrically off the tongue is designed to make the mind on the other side turn to the words and go, oh, those are in a pattern I don't quite recognize. I should inspect it deeply. Also, many of the ones that are half rhymes or pause instead of rhyming exist to make people expect the rhyme, and then I dunk them down. Every time you speak trance words out of your brain, you can copy my pattern. And if that's all that remains in your head, my pattern, because you're dropped too deep, you'll drop further when you hear it. Familiarize yourself and absorb it. But this can work with anyone. Everyone has something to recommend them, something that drops you. Find what drops you best and remember it. It's normal for people to learn a poem. It's normal for people to learn something that they can say back. It's normal to gradually learn the patterns of at least a few lines here and there. Learn a few lines of your favorite drops, your favorite trance, your favorite traps for the unwary mind in your beautiful dance of pleasure. And then when you know them, say them. practice them on your own or during fun, and they flow out of you, and then you just become someone who's known for letting those words flow out of you, letting that trance flow out of you. There is a river and you are immersed in it. Everybody has places that are associated with sex, with arousal. For you, that place is in trance. So when you are aroused, you go there, dropping on your own, another benefit. And when you're there, you scoop handfuls out of that river of trance, that ever-eternal flow of you and the things you know about how to drop, and you put it in your mouth and you kiss it across the way, or you pour it over them, or you let it fill the world, fill the air. You can snap your fingers, you can grip with your claws, you can kiss and leave little love bites. You can do anything you need to do that gets across from you the idea that you are deeply entranced. You cannot resist hypnotic trance because you are, and your mind is, caught eternally in that dance. And all you want is a partner. All you want are things to pull in, people to bring in, trances to share, arousing, constant, eternally there. And that's just what you are. And you remember your patterns, remember your triggers, use them, share them, encourage people to listen to anything by any hypnotist that drops you that they might enjoy. And when someone likes to drop in time, drop someone to drop you more, a cycle, beautiful, vicious, constant. And all you need to do is say the words, share a trigger, let a phrase in, and then the fun begins.